Today is the 10th day of the Muslim month of Muharram. It's a holiday for Muslims of the Shiite sect. In Pakistan today, thousands of Shiites marched through the streets, but they considered it a procession of grief, as much as celebration. They're remembering a murder from ancient times, and many men express their sorrow by slashing their own skin with whips and chains. NPR Steve Inskeep sent an audio postcard from the city of Peshawar.
The procession emerges from a mosque. It winds through medieval streets. And then hundreds of the Shia faithful stop and begin to sing. They keep rhythm, not by clapping their hands, but by smacking themselves on the head. Two rows of men line up in the middle of the street. Each man holds what looks like a whip handle. Five chains hang from each whip handle, each chain about a foot long. At the end of the chain dangles a steel flail, each one looking as sharp as a knife blade. Imagine getting ready to flog yourself with razor wire. Many of the men pull off their shirts, and when you look at their bare backs, you see welts and scars from previous days and previous years that they flogged themselves. Local journalist Riaz Khan listens for a special signal in the singing.
When he reaches to that word, automatically it's a signal that start the beating.
The Shiite sect traces its history to Islam's early days. Shiites honor Hussein, the grandson of the Prophet Muhammad. For many Shiites, Hussein was a holy man and a leader. His rivals had him murdered more than 1,300 years ago, and the difference of opinion led to the first great schism in the Muslim faith. In the first days of the month of Muharram, many Shiites mourn Hussein's death. Some show the depth of their sorrow by inflicting pain on themselves. The rituals vary from place to place. Here in Pakistan, the signal comes. And the men begin hacking away at their own bare backs, flinging the whips over their shoulders as hard as they can. The chains ring, almost like wind chimes. They continue flailing until blood covers their backs. Sometimes, if a man begins to hurt himself too seriously, friends or relatives leap out of the crowd to stop him. Sometimes they can't stop him quickly enough, and they have to lead him to a first aid station. There, doctors begin stitching up the gashes as casually as someone sewing a button on a shirt. Munrali Shah received 8 stitches without anesthetic.
Ali dil mein tha Ali. Ali, Hazrat Ali.
Hussein was in my heart, he says. I felt no pain at all. The doctors are stitching up dozens of men with the same bloody needle. A few feet away in the street, people begin to sing, keeping time by pounding their bare chests. On this day, hundreds of police officers look on as Shiites march through the streets. They are guarding against an attack. Extremist groups of Sunni Muslims have attacked minority Shias in Pakistan for years. In recent weeks, Pakistan has suffered from an upsurge of violence of many kinds, leaving Shiites, among others, with new murders to mourn. The man who's managing the first aid station, Shakil Raza, insists that religion has nothing to do with it.
These killings are not basically the matter of beliefs and faiths. This is just a political killings.
Even after the flailing stops, it's easy to pick out Shiites on the streets. Many wear black, the color of mourning. They continue wearing black on this holiday, year after year, even though it makes them easier targets. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Peshawar, Pakistan.